Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Welcome, my friends, in my part of the world. It is Monday morning. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor and change advocate. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, trying to inspire people to live their best life. Today, our episode is Remembering the Wonder Woman Within with guest star Char MacCready. She is truly a superstar. I met her in a group of cis stars as we were being led by our fearless leader who was teaching us about speaking. And Char has so much to gift us. It's not the words, even though it is the words. It's the feeling. It's the life within. Because Char has lived life from the tops of the mountains to the bottoms of the valleys of death. She has literally faced death several times over. And they say it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up. And that is Char. She's got her power tools. She is Wonder Woman in the flesh. And she really recognizes that there are so many identities that she wears, and she's bigger than all of them. And so we're going to talk to Char today about her, you know, her journey from, as she puts it on a personality color list, red with deep determination, all the way and order and logic and military and achievement, to literally playing herself and playing her best life now. And so, my friends, it's never too early. It's never too late. At any age, we can be healthy, we can change, and we can choose our lives. Char, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, playful life to come on this podcast. I know you do a lot of traveling now, and you're really trying to help change the world. So take us from where you were to where you are, right? Like at 17, you were not traveling. Well, you were traveling the world, but in a different way.
Yes.
So take us on a little journey from little Char to, you know, midlife changes and how you got to kind of where you are now.
Wow. That's a big ask, Tina.
It is. So bite it off in little bit of chunks, right?
Yes. And like, let's go on the ride.
Let's start with doing what you were told and what you wanted, because you wanted what you were told also. It was a choice, right?
Yes. Well, it was and it wasn't for me. And yeah, that's actually a great way to put it. It all really started in my first grade classroom. So for all of you listening, watching, hearing, just take a pause and go back to who you were in first grade or grade one, that very early primary years. And still today, it feels like yesterday, like there's this box, the classroom, and it was five across and five down. And I was literally in the middle seat. Mrs. Bridges was my teacher. I remember that. I remember exactly what she looks like. She was wearing all very subdued tan, brown, kind of monochrome outfit that day. She was teaching something that I don't remember. I don't think I ever got that lesson, because the lesson was being divinely downloaded in that moment. And as I look back now, almost six decades later, it's like, wow, a whole portion of my initial part of adult living was downloaded that very one day. It was so crystal clear to me, just like, you know, a brand new crystal vase where you can just see pristinely through it. That's how it was for me at age six. And so from that part forward, that day, every decision that I made, now this cracks me up because, you know, at age six, I was all that in a bag of chips, you know, in my own head, at least.
Of course.
And every decision that I made, even down to the kids I was willing to be friends with, was all about, can I actually put this on my application to the U.S. Air Force Academy? Now, for those of you outside the states, understand, In that time, that was the early 70s, women were not allowed
Yeah, I
in the
remember Title
service.
IX, not being on sports teams when I
Yeah.
was little, not, you know.
So I didn't know that, frankly, didn't care because I had the divine download and I knew what it was. And I was already dreaming. I loved airplanes. Like I would for hours sit on the grass outside and have a picnic with myself in the sky, just looking at all the different planes. And where I grew up in Colorado, I actually got to see some of the military planes, the fighter jets that I wanted to fly over
Wow.
doing practice on a regular basis. And so by the time, Tina, I got to sixth grade heading into what was then called junior high, now I guess it's called middle school, right? I was becoming pretty dysfunctional on a social level, early teen level. I was definitely not in the popular crowd, really didn't care because I was on a mission. I was, though, starting to see the warrior in me come live on the outside. And that was because I cannot still to this day stand to watch people get bullied and other people, especially adults, not take accountability. And so in third grade, on that journey to middle school, I apparently, according to my teachers, became the self-proclaimed playground police because I wanted to make sure that my fellow girls were not getting picked on or bullied or any of that. And the funny thing was, is anytime there was a problem, you could just see the playground was really big at the school I was at. And I can just see it in my head right now, like streams of girls coming from way in the back of the playground. This boy is doing this. And off I would go, you know? And
I love it. The playground police. Char, I could so see you doing that.
right? And so by the time this middle school time happened, I just, as I reflect now, back then, I didn't really have much conscious thought around some of these things. I realize now I have a different awareness for sure. I really didn't care so much about the outside world unless other humans were being harmed, hurt, or put in harm's way. And I knew I needed to be obedient to the call that was on my life. And so anything I could do to make sure I filled up that application with every possibility, because as a Colorado kid, this was an in-state school for me.
Oh yeah, that's
So
right.
the
Right outside of Denver.
competition,
Yeah, I
yes.
saw it in seventh grade. That was, I remember.
So the competition for me to even be considered high enough up to go to the academy because I was an in-state kid became a challenge that rose and rose and rose to the point in my junior year of high school, my liaison officer to the military, to this process, actually talked to all of the family members that were part of raising me and said, is there any way you guys have family in any of the following states? And listed off a bunch of states, seeing if my family would ship me off for my senior year in high school to go
Have a
to one of
different
these places.
address.
And I was like, no way. If I'm not good enough in my home state, they can kiss my you know what. I'm going to stay right here and we're going after it. And that is where the journey, the warrior spirit began. And then the military started.
Let me ask you a question. I don't, if you go back to first grade and
Okay.
this teacher and this download, where did the download? Was it just because, I'm curious as to where the Air Force was it just because you loved being outside and seeing the planes, or was there something about first grade and the way she ran the classroom that instilled, I'm trying to just see the relationship. I get that that's when you said, this is school and I need to excel at school if I, and I'm, maybe that's all it was. It was your beginning of school, and I have to excel if I'm supposed to get my dream come true. Am I
Yeah, you
correct?
know.
Or was there something about that teacher?
No, you know, it was completely disconnected from the classroom and that teacher. That just happened to be the moment that it happened.
Got
I
it.
feel like up to that point, I was always dreaming of the sky and flying in airplanes and meeting pilots and what, you know, what is this all about for me? That was long before medicine and health ever entered
Right.
the picture, right? And so that was just the moment when I had my spiritual experience and got the download of the clarity so I could
Got it.
take the next steps with confidence.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And so obviously we know, fast forward, this girl worked her tail off in school to not only police the playground, but to police herself and actually check all the boxes to be the good student, to be also an athlete, right? Didn't you also take on athletics at an extreme level? Tell our audience what you did athletically as well.
Sure. Yeah. I always was an athlete from the time of being coached by, you know, parents of friends in soccer all the way through high school. And in high school, things changed because my health teacher in ninth grade pulled me aside one day, took me to the private gym that was just for the football players because only boys played football. Apparently they didn't know women also play football and rugby, just saying, okay. And I was so annoyed. I remember just being irritated because he pulled me out of class. And I actually loved learning. I loved being in the classroom to get the next nugget. Could I have another epiphany about something? And so I was missing class. And this guy wanted to take me to this private gym where I wasn't allowed to go anyway without a teacher escort. But above on the top of the gym, there was like a border, like a wall border. And they had all kinds of different pictures of Colorado athletes. And he pointed me to Miss Athlete Colorado. That was the name at the time. And of course, it was her stage picture. She was in a show bikini, those types of things that were not attractive to me. I could have cared less at that point. Right. And he said, but look, her physique, you guys, I actually know her, he said. And you're just about the same height and you're built so similarly. What about adding a more intentional weightlifting regime to your already athletic prowess? I ran around in track. I was a shot, disc thrower, you know, relay, played football on the side with the boys, later played rugby at the collegiate and the Olympic level. Because of this military journey, my athletics also got access to do things at the Olympic level. So I was able to and blessed to train for the very first ever women's U.S. rugby team in 1996 when we were trying to get the International Olympic Committee to adopt women's rugby. Didn't happen until 2000. Super proud of our ladies since that time. And then I was training for the 04 Olympics, the Centauri Olympics back in Greece in Olympic weightlifting, interestingly enough. I gave up all my other sports to do rugby and lifting and then had a whole really, really, really big chaotic thing showed my life at that time. So never made it to Greece.
So I just want to put out there your drive to not only have dreams, but to really have such determination to make sure that you can make your dreams come true, right? I think a lot of people dream and you figured out steps to get there, steps to get there. And you were not going to be deterred. You were laser focused, it sounds like, in getting your dreams met. And again, we know, as well, you and I know, our audience doesn't know, that there were some challenges later. This is a perfect time to take our break. Please come back because it's not all success and awards in Char's life. And we're going to hear how success and achievement is not always how we grow. And it is great to study hard. It is great to have dreams. And it is so fabulous to find your strengths and use your strengths and grow your strengths. And there's so much more to life than checking boxes and getting things right and, you know, getting the A on the test or the gold medal at the Olympics. Even, and there's nothing wrong with getting a gold medal at the Olympics. And, you know, my son is heading hopefully to the MLB. Like, go for your dreams. And life is more than just the path of the dream. So let's take our first break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. And today we have with me Char McCready. And yes, the ultimate lifestyle warrior, just as it says.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. I have with me today Char McCready, the ultimate lifestyle warrior. And today we're talking about healing and Char's journey. I would like all of you to know that my podcast is soon to also be a book called Your Healing Playground, coming out on Galentine's Day. Yes, to support all you women and men out there, recognizing that we can heal, we can use Western medicine, but there are also so many things that we can use for ourselves to help heal. And Char is now going to tell us a little bit how she got herself. I guess I would say, Char, what's the story you tell yourself about how and why your body hit a wall and you got really sick? And then it was a deep, dark journey until you really came out of it. And I would imagine you are so much more alive now than you ever were. Just seeing your joy and your zest for life in the last few years. And obviously I've heard you speak as well about it, but how you could literally walk through the shadow of death to get to the other side and live even more fully. And so I want to give our listeners excitement, hope, and awareness that a diagnosis is not an end. It's a beginning.
There you go. Well, this was an interesting journey, certainly for myself. So I was already through the Air Force Academy, through as one of those first women that got to go and starting my career in military trauma emergency medicine and flying airplanes and training for the Olympics and an unexpected new mom. See, I'm going to
start. Few things on your plate.
Just a little bit. So I'm going to actually start there because at age 15 in that journey through school and the focus that was dialed in to get everything on the application and go to the academy, I was told by my family physician who had to sign off on one of the papers that I would never have children. I had some challenges and issues and not to expect to be able to have children. And again, honestly, back then I could have cared less. I didn't even know if I wanted to be in a relationship, none of that was on my plate. Because as you said earlier, Tina, my focus was so dialed in. I could not see left or right. I didn't care to see left or right. So now fast forward, not quite 10 years, while I was training for the Olympics, and shortly after the birth of my only child that I was able to have, had some weird things happening in my body. And it just so happened I'd gotten to a new hospital, was going to be the ER chief, and I was just doing some rotation through to different departments to meet the different department heads. And Tina, I was working in OBGYN this week. I was working with Dr. Cynthia back in that day. And I really am grateful to God for that, because as my body symptoms began to show up, it took me back to that 15-year-old girl. And I went, uh-oh, something is definitely out of line. And so I, you know, got an appointment with her. And through many, 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 many months of testing and investigating and doing all the things that we do in Western medicine, I learned that I had undiagnosed ovarian and cervical cancer. I had gone through a pregnancy. There was no detection. I literally had a picture perfect pregnancy, so much so that my civilian OB-GYN, because the military works a little different with certain care protocols, and at where I was at the time, we just had a tornado that destroyed the entire hospital, so I couldn't practice in my own hospital. She asked if all of her resident students could come and talk to me and listen to the conversations and be part of my experience, because my pregnancy and delivery, and I was so fit, because remember, I was training for the Olympics. And by the way, I was so fit that my body continued to menstruate while I was pregnant, and I was 6 months and 3 weeks pregnant before I ever learned I was expecting. So talk about not paying attention, not listening to your body, or maybe my body wasn't even talking to me in that way because we were dialed in a different direction that everything else was suppressed.
I actually wonder if it was the cervical, abnormal cervical cells that were bleeding, but anyway.
So that, that whole process was, needless to say, a shock and awe sort of experience. And first, that went really, really smooth. Once we understood what was going on, we did all the procedures needed that I felt was best for myself at that time. I was a single parent unexpectedly, so I needed to make decisions to be around for my child. It was just me and him. And so I did that, and life was going great. Still went on to the 96 Olympic piece with the U.S. women's rugby team, trying to get approved, all that experience. And then got stationed in Washington, D.C., was in the Pentagon on 9/11.
Oh, yeah, right.
January 2002, my life turned upside down. And that's when I really, the real battle for my life began. And I know it was because of the stress, the immense stress of my job, my personal life. I fast forward, had another newborn at that time, was blessed to adopt three children thereafter that first journey. So all of that was going on. I'd only been in DC for 12 weeks when this journey started. And from January 2002 to January 2012, I literally fought for my life with very, very, very rare and wild breast cancer episodes. There were six of them. And in that journey, I died clinically, went to the heavens, and well, voila, I'm here to tell you about it today.
Interesting. Well, that is quite the story, quite the story. And I would say so many people, well, I don't know. I mean, it's the warrior spirit of, I'm not ready to go. I'm not ready to go. How can I heal? How can I heal? How can I heal? And other folks, sometimes this keeps happening. This keeps happening. And they may throw up the hands. And what kept you going in those darkest of times?
Oh, that's a great question. In that journey, I reached the lowest rock bottom I had ever experienced in my life. And I would say probably still to this day, all these years later, the very, very low. And I was weary for sure. And what happened is I have a strong faith. I always have. And I remember this day because I was laying at home. This was in a state where if I didn't have the strength to walk, I literally low crawled around my house to take care of my kids, to make sure they got to school, and figured out how to low crawl out the door, down to the car.
Military crawl. You've done it in the military.
Right. I was taught well. And this particular day, I was ready to throw my hands up. Like, I cannot, I will not live like this is not a life. It's an existence. And I know that that's not what I'm created for. So, you know, God, either take me home now, end the misery, or I need a huge sign. And that's when it all changed. Like, everything began to turn. I ended up in a series of all kinds of medical challenges because my body just wasn't healing. It kept internally bleeding out no matter what we tried. And I had also discovered alternative methods at this point in time. I wasn't even using my own Western system because I knew that I knew that I knew in this part of the journey from everything I'd seen in the ER that there was so much more available that just wasn't being offered in my system inside the service. And so I did a very bold thing and fought the feds in our country to really have the right to take my care into my own hands. And they were not happy with that, needless to say. But before I actually exited and went on my way was when I had my heaven experience in the hospital. I had been inpatient because I had bled out again internally and they were trying to stabilize and save my life. And it was that moment that made me keep going on because I was ready. I remember in the heavens, like talking to my creator going, like, what do I need to do? Like try to negotiate in my, just like I am here, right? I'm going to give it my all. And I realized later on in reflection that that was because I had lost hope. I was truly hopeless here on earth. I just didn't recognize it for what it was. Mm-hmm. And just before I woke back up in my earthly body, these were the words that he sent me back with. I've got this. Now you, and he got me right here on the bridge of my nose. Go tell anyone who will listen. So I must thank all of you for listening. And Tina, thanking you as my friend and colleague for having me on today. And that was when I knew that there was more and that it was going to be okay, that there would be a day when I would walk out of that journey and the big C would not define my name, my life, label me in any way, and that I would be an instrument to help people for good.
That's beautiful. And for anyone who doesn't know Char, I've watched her help people who have the big C, some who have survived and some who have gone on beyond this earthly journey. And she does help them with navigating a system that sometimes is overwhelming in and of itself and trying to maintain faith and hope when there seems to be none. And I know, you know, there's Bruce Lee says, be careful what you say because you're casting spells. That's why they call it spelling. And there's this thought, you know, in the beginning was the word. And when we say things, our subconscious, which is way bigger than our conscious mind, is actually always trying to make sure we're right. And it's delivering what it thinks it's supposed to deliver. But a lot of us don't consciously choose our words, right? And, you know, I'll tell you, my mom had a cancer. And back then, this was 1980 something. And it was a skin cancer, a melanoma, and 99% cure. It was small. It was not overly invasive. And she looked at me straight in the eyes. I'm going to die of cancer. I was like, Mom, don't say that. Mom, it's 99% success. Stop saying that.
Amen.
And she was terrified of the big C word. And she kept, I'm sure she ruminated on it. And lo and behold, 2-3 years later, came back all over her body. And we buried her on her 59th birthday from cancer. And I don't blame my mother. I don't blame the system and my father for doing no investigation at that time of were there other cancers. She was like me, full of freckles. I don't blame them, but the growth in my awareness, I don't know if it would have been different. But what, and so when a friend of mine recently, and she's been on the show, and I think she even mentioned this in her journey, her friend told her when she was given So someone gave her a diagnosis. And she looked at them and the friend said, I don't have anything. I am journeying through it. This is my journey with cancer. And so her subconscious never owned it. Amen. And she right now is fine. And again, I don't know, but we don't realize the power of words and the power of connection with words to ourselves and others. And the power of that hope, that power of, you know, you have a very strong belief of who kissed you on your nose and gave you your hope. And there are people who don't necessarily believe that. It doesn't matter. Find your hope, find your words, find your strength, your trust somewhere. None of us direct our growth from a tiny little egg and sperm to a full-fledged embryo that then fetus that then is born. Somehow we get born and created.
Amen.
I don't know how. I'm an OBGYN and I still don't know how. That big bang, poof, and there's a baby. Out of nothing, something, right? So we're going to take our next break. We're going to talk about what you're into, from military, athletic, cancer survivor to literally businesswoman celebrating life and getting people to live while they're still on this planet and live big. Come on. So we're going to take another break. You're listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. Find me at drtinaplays.com. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And we will be right back with Char McCree.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, we are the Your Healing Playground podcast. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are getting even the smallest little nuggets of wisdom that might help you be more healthy and live life even bigger, please subscribe to our podcast, share it with friends, give us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple. Get ready to buy my book, Your Healing Playground, and spread this to everybody. Because, my friends, you really are your own healer. And we hear people, it is not about giving up healing using tools that are out there, whether it's Western medicine, Eastern medicine, or a sound bath, or taking a vacation. You get to choose how you heal. It's your body, and so much can help you heal. We're listening to Shar McCready today, ultimate lifestyle warrior who literally pulled herself back from cancer after cancer after cancer. Viktor Frankl talks about having a why to live, a reason to live in the during World War II in the camps, POWs, Nelson Mandela living in prison for years and years, never knowing he was going to be running the country, changing the world, right? People choose their why, and that helps them, I think, change their identities, change their path of life, make choices. So I ask you, Shar, you decide, I think probably your children's kept you alive, right? You needed to do for them.
That was part of it. Certainly.
But there was more for you to do.
Yeah.
You have more. I know that. So I want to ask, what else kept you going, right? What was your meaning, your purpose, your why? And now, what gets you up in the morning making sure you live your best life?
That's a very full question. Yes, of course. Yes. At a fleshly root level, it was my children. I certainly did not want to leave them parentless at that time. And by this time, I had four of them. So I was blessed with the one in the first part of the journey we talked about earlier in this episode, and then was able to adopt three others. And that was a full cup for me, having come from a 15-year-old young girl being told I'd never have kids, to having the journey that I had. And each one of my children is a miracle drop in this bucket of why. And what's possible, and that sometimes how we think it's possible is not even close to how it happens, and that we just have to be open to the fact that blessings come right on time and are many times packaged differently than we expect. Therefore, sometimes we miss them or almost miss them.
Yeah, letting go of the attachment to the how and living in the depth of knowledge that it's coming, and being grateful for what you have and how you'll feel when, and not waiting for the when to feel what you want to feel. And then the opportunities may present themselves. Yeah. So
yeah. Yeah, forward living, truly.
Yeah.
And yeah. And for me, I had another epiphany on this exact question, Tina. 6 months ago, I got to check something off my life list that I really never thought possible simply because of my professional background. And I got to go to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a country. Amazing. And the morning I went down to the beach for sunrise, because the locals kept telling us, you gotta go, you gotta go. So finally, all my friends that were with me were like, hey, we're gonna go. And what I witnessed there, literally, it was like, wow, it blew my mind. And so I'm going to describe it for you. Go on this journey with me. Get your picture up in your head. The sunrise there happens between 4:30 and 5 a.m. I'm normally at the gym. I was like, ah, okay, I'll go to the beach. The beach can be a gym too. Hello, Shar. And then the locals all came. And when I say the locals, I mean everybody. Grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, everybody descends upon the beach in the morning to start the day.
Oh, how beautiful.
Right? Some would get in the water and just gently start to swim in the ocean, because this, you know, this area of Vietnam, we were on a beach town. Others would just kind of start to stretch and move their bodies. And still others would group up in small groupings all along the waterfront and begin a Tai Chi practice. And this would go on until the sun rose. I actually have a photo from that day. Let me see if I can quickly pull it up here. Right there.
Oh.
This is from my cell phone.
Wow.
Once the sun got up in this area, without a sound, every local disappeared, leaving only us tourists on the beach wondering what had just happened.
That's fascinating.
And for me, my entire journey came full circle. This is what it was like for me. As I was witnessing this happening and feeling everything, I looked at the people and went, they are standing in gratitude that they're alive today in this moment. not about yesterday, not even focused about tomorrow, but right now. And this is what I heard. Shar, why is it that so many times people wait for trauma or tragedy to strike before they're willing to just say yes to something different, say yes to themselves, and get their assets off the mark? And I went, that's it. It's just about being in such a high state of gratitude for the moment. Like, I woke up this morning. I was excited yesterday about our show today. That was a little extra fuel, and I was guaranteed nothing. I may not have woken up today. That's the true story for all of us. So why not learn to live, actually live our life each and every moment that we're given, and not just exist through life? And I know the best way to do things like that, to be alive and to make change when we need to make change, is to be around people that are already doing it. It's contagious. Energetically, it's contagious.
You know, it's so funny that you should say that. Just, I'm in Mexico. I'm on a retreat. My mentor, she called it the secret of the well-loved woman. And the well-loved woman loves herself well, and the world meets her there, right?
Amen.
And so yesterday, we all had to get dressed up in our, like, nice whites. And we had a little ceremony, and we were playing music. And then the sun started to set. We're in an Airbnb right on the beach. So we moved outside, and we just started dancing and singing, because it was so beautiful.
Yes.
And the people on the beach and the people in the Airbnbs on either side of us, what are you doing? What's happening? Oh my gosh. And then they started to dance. And then they were just, the spirit just permeated. It is contagious. And then the flip side was, I'm in Mexico, and in the middle of the night, Montezuma's Revenge hit. And I was just keeled over praying to the porcelain god, you know, I was laughing because I was working on trust this weekend, and trusting my body to heal, and just, my body knows what to do. It's doing it. And I had such compassion for my family who had to have chemo and nausea, and people who don't get better or don't see the end of the tunnel. And that's such a small little, I really figured it was food poisoning and it was going to go away pretty quickly, you know, but in an instant you can be sick. And in an instant I was literally on the top of the world. Right. And
absolutely.
You never know. And 9/11, you were there in the Pentagon, and you know, we're never promised another second.
Right.
So I can't wait to go to Vietnam and experience that. That is just so beautiful. And why don't we live that way, right? Why don't more of us, and I do, I have a morning practice, and I love my morning practice.
Yeah.
And, but wow, to do it on a beach with everybody else, that would just be so intense.
And, you know, and Tina, I think it boils down to, we all have stuff. We have the garbage bags of life that have come with us from whatever we've been through, how we were raised, where we lived, whatever those situations were. And I just became more determined. I already knew way back when that part of that calling was to truly lean into the women of this world, reminding us of the beauty, the grace, the love, the strength, the possibility that we really can show up as the bright lights we already are and do and accomplish anything we feel called to. And after this experience, just another level of this same journey, I was like, this is just absolutely incredible. And the exact reason why some friends of mine from my life, my civilian life, while I was in the military, we've put together this community that's growing expansively worldwide to literally be a platform.
I am going to interrupt. It is time for our break, and I want to give the whole next session to your new way of doing business and life. And I just want to laugh. I'm going to continue to call you the playground police, because you just said you're cleaning up. You're walking around with a garbage bag and dumping the old stuff that needs to be cleaned up on the playground so we all can continue playing on the playground of life. I love it. And but you're the gentle, kind police, not the scary ones. Let's take our last break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. You can find me at drtinaplays.com. My new book is called Your Healing Playground. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we have Shar McCready, and she's going to tell us all about Club Viago, because, my friends, you can go. I can go. We all can go. Viago. When we come back from break. So please come right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I have with me Shar McCready, and we are going to take her journey from out of the hospital rooms, out of the wards that she worked on and lived in, out of the military, out of the sky and the planes, because now she's not flying the planes, but she sure is traveling on many planes with her new business, her new company, clubviago.com. So why don't you let people know what you're up to and what you're doing now? And they can all join.
Yeah, well, you want to live life full time and live it well with the minutes, the journeys that we have left. That is what it's all about. A bunch of friends and I that have been living life together, having a pleasure time together when I was on R&R from the service, all of that, just decided to create a community. We call ourselves the Ultimate Lifestyle Community because it really is a worldwide community where everyone is welcome. It's a safe container, and it's a way where you can learn that there is another way to live life full out. And it doesn't mean epic adventures with epic prices. It's actually just the opposite. The value is massive, and it's for every aspect of life. It's not just travel. Yeah, we have some pretty amazing adventures. There is no doubt about that. And we help people with that. But for me, it checks all the boxes. See, there's a survey that's out there, and it's redone about every 2 years. And I forget how many decades now it's been going on. What's interesting to me is that even though it's repetitive every couple of years, the same five needs in the same order of all humanity across the globe come back as this. The number one need is more wealth, money, right? That's not the end, but it sure helps us get in the things and get in the places we need to. Number two is health. And I personally think they should be reversed, because I believe that our health is our real wealth. It's the fuel to help us do everything as long as we have the right vehicle. 100%. Number three is travel. Number four is more significance. You know, these last 6 years, Tina, I feel like because of what's happened in the world and the major shifts that have gone on and what happened in 2020, man, people feel like they don't matter even more. And the mental health challenges, and we could go on and on there for sure. I just found it interesting that number four is significance. And then number five is real relationships and what the young kids are saying now, IRL, in real life.
Right.
Like, let's connect. That's why I love Zoom. At least I get to see your face, right?
Yeah.
I can, in the tools that we have to connect when we can't physically be in the same place. So our community is designed for everyone, individuals, families, retreat coordinators, doctors just like Dr. Tina, our host today, anyone around the planet that just wants a real community anchored in dealing hope to the world to make an impact for good while helping you in every category of your life address everything from saving money on the budget to checking off all of the items that are on your life list.
I'll tell you just, you know, briefly, because yes, you got me involved because of the travel stuff, but I got my health insurance through it, right? I am a solopreneur right now and had to, you know, when my divorce was final, I had to do my own health insurance. So I got health insurance. So when we talk about health, not tying my job to my health insurance.
Come on.
And health, right? Health and wealth. Wealth is you being paid for your life force, putting your life energy into significance, right? So it's all connected, right?
Yes.
And this allows you, I shared this with the people I've met in Kenya and in India, again, trying, and Colombia, trying to get people around the world to, again, have the opportunity. And now there's a construction company even that will help. I mean, they literally have so many products from all over the stuff and the opportunity to not discriminate and really bring opportunities to everyone. When I travel the world, it's about meeting the people where they're at, right?
Yep.
And that's
absolutely
what this company is about, meeting people where they're at, not through artificial nation states and not considering humans as expendable resources.
Definitely not. It's about bringing humans together in connection.
Right.
We like to call it the best international family ship on the planet. That's what we call ourselves.
I love it.
It really does.
The best international family ship on the planet. There you go. You're back to Star Trek, you know, flying the planes, but now it's everybody gets to fly, not just those in the military. So beautiful. And how do people find you and find Club Viago and find this, you know, new you?
Well, thank you for asking. So we are an invite-only community. And so it's best to find me to do just a short connection appointment so we can see how we
Perfect.
Can help you and if it's a right fit or not, because we know it may not be the right fit for everyone. But you can certainly find me on Facebook. I'm Char Pinky. You can find me on Instagram under the same. I've got the same pink hair. I got a pink dress on in those pictures. And then just connect with me right there on those platforms is best. You can do instant messaging, or certainly you can reach out if you know Dr. Tina and she can connect us as well.
Excellent. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to, and a privilege really, to interview you, hear your story. It's always uplifting to see people have struggles, but not only get to the other side, but have meaning and purpose to help others feel the joy in life. And you just radiate that Char Pinky, pink hair. I got a little bit of pink. She's got a lot of bit of pink. And you radiate life. And that, my friends, is critical on the planet for people just to tap into. That's infectious. And I want you to keep being you, keep doing you. And my friends, share this podcast with others.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.